fashion day. Rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the
Podcastle!
Hello, we are the King of the Podcastle. Welcome to episode 33. Zenith ruined the punchline.
Yeah, that's right. He did. Holy crap.
Totally ruined the punchline last week. So
I never liked that guy.
Yeah, I know. Freaking bastard. my name is King Mike. I'm going to be your gracious host. Thank you for joining us on this lovely Sunday afternoon. Joining us, of course, is King Devin.
Hey.
There he is. And then, of course, in the producer chair, we have King Zach.
Hello. Present.
Hi. King Greg is under the weather. So I guess he got whatever flu bug you had last
Aren't
week.
Are we all under the weather, technically, though? Is anybody really above the weather?
I guess that is a really good point.
Apparently, Dara told him he was too sick to come out.
Yeah. Right.
Chlamydia does that to you.
I was going to come, but Dara told me I was too sick to make it.
Oh, wow.
And King John is also out today because he is on Baby Watch 2013, ladies and gentlemen. John is actually expecting...
that means that he's sitting at the playground looking for children.
No.
I kind of picture Stephanie with her legs open and John just staring right at it.
With a catcher's mitt and a mask. Yeah. Their due date is today, so he's hanging out with her just to make sure everything is groovy. The big news is if Kathleen, that's the name of the baby, if she doesn't come today, they're going to... What?
Kathleen?
Yeah, they're naming it Kathleen.
Isn't that John's mom?
It's like John's aunt, I want to say, and like it also has to do with her family, so Kathleen's the name. But if she doesn't come today, they're gonna induce on Tuesday. You guys know anybody that's ever had to be induced? Did either of you have to be induced?
I don't know. Was there anybody at the bridal party that you were at, Zach? That
God damn.
I'm just wondering.
Right to it.
I'm pretty sure this one forced me to go to a bridal shower the next week.
Yeah, I did.
So
I did.
Both of you ladies, have you ever known anybody?
No. My mom was in labor with me for 24 and a half hours.
Well, wow. You're a big motherfucker, aren't you? Yeah.
I'm a big boy right here. So anyway, best of luck going out to them. Hopefully it's a nice, safe, and everything is groovy, and we'll get to meet Kathleen soon.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, it'll be awesome. Let's see, pimping the show. Kings of the Podcast. Well, that's us. This is episode 33. Welcome to it. You can check us out on iTunes. Please go to iTunes and subscribe.
That's
tell
free.
All of your friends to do that. Go to Stitcher.
Also,
you can
free.
Go to Stitcher and download the podcast there every week. And we just started a new thing. This is our second time. We're broadcasting live on Ustream.tv.
Oh yeah. I should be monitoring that.
I'm pissed about that.
I forget there's a chat window and I need to look at that.
Yeah, you need to look at that every once in a while.
Oh, there's more people.
Hey, there's people
there.
We
have our friend Espen from, is it Norway or Sweden?
I want to say he's
Norway. Norway. Hi, Espen. And then we have Mar Wedding 2013.
All right.
I say, hey.
There's a lot of disappointed people because I, too, thought that Ustream was a golden shower porn site. I did not know this. This is apparently not what it's for.
No. It's for broadcasting live, which we are doing right now. If you want to get the link so you can join us next time, like if you're downloaded this and you're listening to it later in the week, you can listen to us live on Sunday afternoons if you're not watching the football game. Go to Ustream.tv, search for Kings of the Podcast. Or you can check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle, and we're going to post the link there every week. Cool?
Cool.
How about a big thank you to our sponsors from Audio Hog,
of course,
for putting it on. We got another sponsor in the works. In the works. I'm not going to reveal who it is, but
yeah,
yes, we do.
You haven't even told your business partner about that. What's going on with that one?
We actually have somebody in the works, but we're looking for more all the time. So if you want to take the opportunity to get your business out there, if you got something going on, you want to sponsor the podcast, we'd really love it. If you did that, you can check us out. Check out audiohog.com. It's AudioHogg. That's audiohog with two G's.com. And there'll be more information about how you can do that right there on the website.
Wonderful.
Cool. All right. Let's do a comedy breakdown. Who did some comedy this week?
I think Devin did.
I know I did.
Yeah, but I only had two nights. That was it.
Oh, really? You were at the Boardwalk
Bowl? Yeah. Most of the time.
I was there with you last night. That was kind of fun.
Wait, you were sick? I couldn't tell. I wish I could have found something on Facebook or something about you being sick. But there were absolutely no posts whatsoever.
I milked the shit out of that.
Yeah, you did. Holy crap, man.
If I have a cough, you will know.
Yeah.
I will update
every single
time. I am
coughing. Somebody bring me something.
Exactly. I milk it.
How was
How did you do Boardwalk Bowl?
How was Boardwalk Bowl? Yeah,
Boardwalk Bowl was wonderful.
You sound really enthusiastic.
Dean Napolitano. Yes.
Dean Napolitano. Is that how you say it?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, he was awesome. I got to see him last night.
He's a good guy.
He's a really good guy.
That's funny because your dog is Ball Napolitano. Napoleon balls. He has Napoleon balls. All right.
Wow. I see what you were trying to go for there. Yeah. Yeah, Buster does have a big black streak on his balls, which gives him the Neapolitan balls. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got the little Rorschach. What is it? The inkblot test on his balls.
Exactly. What do you see when you look at them? But Dean Napolitano was out there. I got to do a guest spot. I wasn't really happy with my guest spot.
Neither was the crowd. Don't worry.
No, I know. I'm telling you. Oh, man. Unbelievable. Yeah. I did a lot better, though, on Friday night at the Wheelhouse. Yes.
Wheelhouse wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. It was my birthday Friday. So, so I went up there and I did 20 minutes to start the show off, just messing with the crowd and talking about it being my birthday, and of course did my set and whatnot. But we had 7 comics come out there. Really good time. And the Wheelhouse is growing like every week.
I think it is.
Every week more and more people are coming out. It was a completely different audience this week.
Hmm. Yeah.
Like, none of the regulars were there. So that was really, really, really cool.
How old are you?
I am now 35.
35.
35.
One year for each hair on your head.
Damn it. I am pushing 40. I'm coming right. It's coming right around the corner, the old big 40.
Yeah. And now, I mean, you're at an age now where, I mean, really, if you don't have your shit together, you really got to start worrying about that, you know?
If I was
35 and in your position, I might be a little suicidal.
I'm very close, man. I'm very close, believe me.
Wow.
I'm very worried.
An all-new low for you, Devin. Jesus. Life.
Did you channel the angry Texan for that?
Is that what's going on? It is about the halfway point, according to... You know, I mean, you're on the downwards end of the slope
now. Do you think that it's important, though? Like, what do you think that I'm missing? Like, a relationship?
Retirement?
Retirement? That's 30 years from now. I'm not even worried about
that. How long do you think it takes to save for retirement?
You know, I don't plan on ever retiring. I'm just going to keep doing stuff, and people will give me money for it.
Yep. Wonderful.
That's exactly like what's going to happen.
Like a... old dying hooker in Amsterdam.
Exactly. And there are people out there who will pay for that. I mean, whether you believe
it or
not.
Hey, don't talk shit about Gertrude.
She was beautiful.
Yeah. She asked me how you were doing, by the way.
I'm doing quite well. It's finally healed, and the medicine worked really well.
That's good.
Well, I'll tell your mom you were okay.
No, but I'm not too worried about it. I'm 35. I don't have a wife or kids or anything, and I actually enjoy that. Yes, exactly. I am happy that I don't have to worry about that stuff.
I'm getting death stares from my girlfriend across the room.
John is sitting over there sweating his balls off right now because he's about to become a dad, which is awesome for him. He really, really wants that, but... You know, it's not for me, I guess. Yeah. What about you? You've got something new going on in your life right now, though.
Yeah, I may have a girlfriend. I don't know.
What?
You're not sure?
No, I don't know. I posted a joke last night about a soulless whore, and she took it kind of offensive. It had nothing to do with her, but she took it very offensive.
Why did she think so? Did you say, oh, man, I'm seeing this soulless whore right now?
No, it was just a tweet that I thought was funny, and it didn't turn out funny.
No, were you actually talking about her?
I wasn't talking about her.
No, okay.
Yeah, I was just
making a joke.
Yeah, like, and if you've ever read my tweets, like, I followed it with a tweet about the Satanic Church. So apparently, this is not something that I'm serious about. You know?
Right.
I mean, I don't go to Satanic Church on Sunday. That's crazy. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Tuesdays are the day that you go to the Satanic Church. Let's see. Okay, how about the Stage Door? We're going to be doing that tonight. The Stage Door is coming up.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, it's a brand new... Well, we talked about it last week.
Oh. Apparently, I'm doing the Stage Door tonight.
Yeah, we're doing the Stage Door tonight, whether you like it or not. It's going to be at 8 o'clock. So if you're listening live on Ustream.tv...
Ron said 7.
Ron said 7 now?
Yes.
God, I hate that guy. I mean, I love Ron Chapman. Ron Chapman, I love you.
Chapman's a good guy. He's a little misguided sometimes.
He is. Well, the reason why he said 7, I can almost guarantee you this is the reason why he said 7, because he wants to start at 8.
Yeah.
So everybody will get there at 6:30 expecting the show to start at 7. He's like, no, I just told you 7 so that we can start at 8. And then it still won't start at 8. It'll start at 8:45. That's Ron.
What point of the night do we put all our keys into a bowl?
Oh, I got to tell you this great story. We were at the comedy class by Gary Menke. Gary Menke, check him out. The improv comedy. GetMankered.com.
Soon to be another podcastee?
Soon to be another podcastee, yes. Mankered? It's going to be called Get Mankered. You'll be listening to that. The Kings of the Podcastle are going to produce that for him. We're actually going to become the Kings of the Podcastle. We also have another guy wanting to do a motocross podcast with us.
Oh, yeah,
We're going to actually become Kings of Podcasts. It's going to be awesome. But anyway, we're at this class, the comedy class that they have. Gary has every Monday night over at the Orlando Improv. And he had, you might remember his name, Devin, I'm not sure, but he was a big agent out in L.A. that Gary, I guess, used to work with. He had him on the phone.
Yeah, he's in New York, actually.
What's his name? Paul something,
yeah,
I want to say?
Like
yeah, I can't remember. Anyway,
he
so
manages, this, like, C-list, like Dustin Diamond.
Yeah,
and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's like a comedian's agent or manager. He's a manager. And
Screech? So Menke's the same agent as Screech?
Yeah, I guess. Well, it's manager.
It's not his manager. Menke kind of does his own stuff. But,
yeah.
He's just a guy who he's been friends with for a while.
All right.
So he's on the phone. Gary's holding up the phone to the microphone there in the theater, and we're all sitting around, and he's giving us pointers and all this, and then he opens it up for questions, right? So everybody raises their hand. There's one guy gets the question answered, another guy gets the question answered, and then finally Ron, he raises his hand. He wants to ask a question, and he goes, "Hey, Paul, it's Ron." And the guy, and Paul goes over the microphone so everybody can hear, "Oh, yeah, the swinger."
Nice.
And apparently no one knew.
Nobody knew. So everybody just busts out laughing like, "Oh, really?" And then of course, the rest of the night, it was all swinger jokes from there on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Ron the swinger. There you have it. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
We both did the wheelhouses. Oh, we talked about the wheelhouse.
Yeah, right? We already talked about the wheelhouse. We're past the comedy breakdown. Really, that pretty much wraps up the comedy breakdown, ladies and gentlemen. But what? We'll talk about what you have coming up at the end of the show. Right now, we're going to talk kind of. We were almost on the subject already with talking about our relationships, my lack thereof. You both have girlfriends, obviously. But last night, Devin and I, when we were out at the boardwalk, we started discussing if it's cheating if your girlfriend were to make out with another girl.
Yes. Yes.
You think so? Yeah.
Absolutely.
You think that that's cheating? Now, what if you're at the party? What if you're at the party? And your girlfriend says, "Can I?" Or somebody goes, "Hey, you should kiss me." A girl goes up, approaches your girlfriend, and says, "Can we kiss?" or something like that. And it's kind of like a fun thing. And you're like, "Okay, go ahead, kiss her." Would you be?
Yes.
You're against that.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't let Laura, sweet, sweet Laura, make out with another girl.
No.
What's wrong with you?
I have self-esteem issues.
Okay. Girls' lips are so subtle and soft. Mine cannot compete.
I have this weird Mexican stash that's coming in.
So okay, here's my stance. Now, if you're there and it's kind of just a party fun thing, ha ha ha, and she ends up making out with some girl, that's okay. But if she goes behind your back to a party and then ends up like totally making out or having sex with another
and you
chick.
Catch her she comes home and you kiss her and you're like wait a minute I taste pussy on your lips.
I was practicing hip bends
and she's like, "Now you know how I feel every night." but I think if you catch her then that would be cheating, but I feel like if you're part of the fun, that's not cheating, is it? I mean,
that only counts if it's like a girl approaches you and I want to have a threesome with the two of you, which never happens. So why is it ever not cheating?
Because it does happen, and that's how threesomes happen.
That is not how threesomes happen.
How do threesomes happen?
A lot of Coke and X.
No. I was in a perfect situation where I was dating a girl one time, and she brought a friend over, and we were having drinks back at the house, and one thing led to another. And
were you in someone else's body? Because I can't imagine that ever happening.
Oh, yeah, it happened.
No.
It happened. I'm telling you it happened.
I'm calling lies.
I am 100% honest. Now, I'm not saying that this was the greatest girlfriend I ever had in my life. And obviously, we're not still together. But it totally happened.
I do forget that you're from Oklahoma, so I would understand how your mom and your sister would want to go at you all at once.
Holy shit. What, what about you, Devin? What is your
take? I've had a threesome.
Take? You've had a threesome?
Yeah, but with another guy.
Really?
Are you serious?
I've actually done that.
Did you do an Eiffel Tower? Both of you had a devil's threesome?
What's going on right now? This is a pretty interesting story. I went to an apartment complex with my friend, and he was with this girl that he had just met, and we all three got in a hot tub. I was kind of the third wheel.
Yeah.
And they got up to go to the restroom, and he goes, "Bro," he goes, "you want some?" And I was like, "Yeah." He goes, she'll do some for you. And he's like, "Just knock on the stall." And he's like, "Just come in." And he's like, don't even wait, just come in. And so I did, and he was like, had her bent over, and he was going at it. And it was completely awkward, but I was like, I went around to the front of her and like dropped down, and she just went all on me. Like,
holy
just, yeah.
shit.
And so
the old
wobbling
H right
behind.
There,
he was going
wobbling
from behind.
Wobbling H.
He was going from behind. I was going from, this is where the best part comes in. She goes, let me know when. And I was like, okay. I was like, all right, here it comes. And she pulls it out and grabs it like a freaking champagne bottle and like keeps going, but her thumb's like over the tip, and then she lets go, and I promise you, I shot over her back and hit my friend's chest.
No!
No!
That's amazing.
Why you don't do that.
It was
That's
amazing.
Exactly
and
what.
He can vouch for this too.
Oh, why would he bring that up? Hey, you remember that time I came on your chest?
He stopped and he's like, get it off. And I grabbed, it was really awkward.
You had to tell him off?
He was still doing it. I grabbed some tissue paper and like wiped it off of his chest. And it was really sticky. And I can still see like the outline of it.
Oh my God.
And then I just walked out and let him finish.
Holy shit.
Really awkward. His shirt was sticking to his
chest.
Devin,
before I met you, I had a lot of respect for Flagler College. But now I'm just so scarred from all these stories.
Unbelievable. I've never heard such that's like a total rule breaker. Like
hey, it was her fault. You can't grab the champagne bottle like that.
You can't pop the cork off, you know. You never know where it's gonna go. I understand. Holy moly.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I can't handle that right now. I don't know where to go.
All right. Normally right now we would go into trailer talk with John Donovan, but we don't have any trailer talk with John Donovan because John Donovan's not here. So we'll hit some really quick Facebook topics that we got this week. How about
I forgot about that
one. Stephanie, who's actually Johnny's girlfriend, she's expecting a baby, but she took the time to give us some Facebook questions,
and that was so nice of
it
her.
Is
9 months too late for an abortion?
How about this, will they ever bring back Hostess Cherry Rolls?
I don't even know what a Hostess Cherry Roll
is. I don't know.
Is.
I feel like she's brought that up before in the podcast. I think she was sitting there and saying, I really want a Hostess Cherry Roll.
She's got Hostess Cherry Rolls on the brain, I guess, because of the pregnancy.
Never heard
of Hostess she was thinking of that and Tootsie Pops, because her next question is, how many licks does it actually take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
I think it takes two, just like the commercial. One, two, and then you bite down on it in three. That's it.
I had two licks on a stripper named Tootsie Pop once, and I got kicked out.
Did you get to the center? That's the question.
Yeah. Did you ever make it to the center? And was it a chocolate center, or was it a cherry center?
The girl was named Tootsie Pop. What the fuck do you think?
Then she goes on into full seriousness. How Obamacare is hurting employees' hours and health care. Devin, you're the politico.
We only got 3 minutes left. Keep that in mind.
No kidding. Yeah, I don't know anything about that. All I know is I have health insurance. What to look for if your girlfriend could possibly turn into a psycho that doesn't transition well and suddenly decides to push you off a cliff? You recently had
that chick that was on the news. There was a chick on the news. She pushed her boyfriend off a cliff. They had just been married, and they were having problems, marital problems, and they decided to go on a hike and work it out. And they got into an argument on the top of this cliff, and she literally shoved him, and he fell to his death. And she's on trial for murder right now.
Holy
really?
Crap.
How did I miss that?
Who would
in the
admit
news?
To that? I'm sorry. If you're on top of the cliff, just, oh, he slipped. Oh, yeah, crap. Yeah,
exactly. I don't know what happened.
Who would admit to marital? Isn't marital problems like a nice way of saying that the sex has gone bland? Isn't that what that means?
No, it probably gets more interesting at that point.
I guess. Yeah. The sex is going to get better. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's not too good, though, when you're falling off of a fucking cliff. Like, it's not very good at that point. Yeah.
That might be if you like jumped off a high enough one and could whip it out and start going, that might be the best orgasm ever. No? Cliffgasm?
A cliffgasm?
Do anyone skydive sex? Has anyone done that? No.
My friend would be at the bottom of the cliff. Not again! It's on my shoulder!
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with some great news. When we do come back, ladies and gentlemen, hold on. I've got a great story here. When we come back,
I'm waiting.
I'm going to tell you how you can make at least $18,000 working for NASA, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back. We'll be back with that here.
I'm quitting my job.
That and more here on Kings of the Podcast. I'm a moron. ladies and gentlemen, as our commercial today, we are going to do a little ode to John and his new baby, Kathleen. We're going to do Kathleen's first words. Kathleen's first words, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start with King Zach.
Okay. Kathleen saying, hey, Dad, I really like the Red Sox. You're out of the family.
I think Kathleen's going to come out and say, I've been listening for the last 9 months, Dad. I understand you like poop. Watch this.
Poo-poo castle.
I think Kathleen's going to come out, look at me, and go, 18 more years, Devin.
Oh.
to which I respond, 14.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that is Kathleen's first words. Good luck, Johnny. Kings of the Podcast, well, welcome once again, everybody, to episode 33, Zenith Ruined the Punchline. Thank Bastard. You so much for joining us. If you're not live on Ustream with us, you can be. Remember
wake
that
up.
Next week. Go to Ustream.tv. You love this song. How many times have we used this as a rejoin? Good God.
Probably like 10.
Go to Ustream.tv next week if you're listening to this as
that's,
a download
that's
on
how
your
Zach
iTunes.
Wakes up his girlfriend. He's like, wake up! Wake up! Grab a bush and put a little makeup. I just got the fade away the time that I beat your ass last night.
Are you okay over there? No. Man. Okay. Ustream.tv, search Kings of the Podcast. Well, you can listen to us live next week. Thank you guys for joining us today on Ustream Live, those of you who are there. Let's see. Let's move into some more serious-ish news and take it completely out of the context of seriousness. The Pentagon may be one of the most secure buildings in the world, but
except when we fly planes into it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's been 10 days.
Yeah, good point. And like 11 years, or
yeah.
12.
Yeah,
but it might need to look into hiring some green apron baristas to work in their IT department because apparently there was a little bit of a defense breakdown. Defense lawyers have asked the judge to halt pretrial hearings in the death penalty case of the alleged plotters at the Guantanamo Bay U.S. Naval Base in Cuba. Until the computer system can be fixed at the Pentagon, they have actually asked. They have had to go. They had to pick a lesser of two evils type scenario. Mm-hmm. Either deal with this, breach of security on their internet server, or they did the lesser of two evils to them, which was they went down to the Starbucks and started sending their nice. Emails and such from the Starbucks on their Wi-Fi.
God.
isn't that awesome?
Our country at its finest.
Yeah, yeah. Colonel Karen Mayberry, Chief Defense Counsel for an ongoing war crimes trial, which is the one I was just mentioning. She's called a halt to her staff for using the Pentagon network. In the meantime, she's asked her staff to stay off the glitch-prone Pentagon network, and they are now using personal computers and email files at the local Starbucks shop and hotel lobbies.
So wow. Here's the plan of attack in Afghanistan, followed by this Mumford & Sons video.
Pretty much, exactly. Yeah.
The armory will be a triple grande latte with... Wait, no.
We weren't going to attack today, but I didn't have decaf.
I promised you, Devin, that I would tell you how you can make $18,000 working for NASA.
And I anticipated it.
All right. NASA is currently looking for people to lay in bed for 70 days straight. The goal is to study how
be a millionaire.
The goal is to study how inactivity occurs. Like, what's this? I don't understand how this is read or how this is said, but the goal is to study how inactivity occurs in a no-gravity scenario and how it affects the body long-term. So would you be willing to do that?
Lay down for 70 days?
70 days, yeah.
And just not move?
Not do anything. Now, I read into this story a little bit more, and I do understand that you can make phone calls, you can check your Facebook, you can go on the computer, watch TV, but you just have to be laying down the entire time.
Can you get a blowjob while you're sitting there?
I'm sure that you could.
That's the question that everybody wants to know.
I don't know. I somehow...
You really don't need one. Have you ever been laying down, put the sheets over top of you, and it kind of brushes against your penis, and then
just
you just
right?
keep doing it over and over again and
you just kind of keep
until you need
hips.
To change the sheets?
I've never gone that far.
No, I've never.
I usually get out of bed and go into the shower at that point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where most of my love making occurs.
So if we take a black light down to your room.
If you take it into the shower, it's going to look like I look like I've murdered somebody in there.
It'd be like Blue's Clues in there. Like, what is it? Fucking dog prints all over the wall? What is it?
Which is ironic. Devin, didn't you take a shower in Mike's shower earlier?
I did.
Oh, man,
yeah.
Terrible. I'm sorry.
Are your feet sticky?
It's no worse than
I wear socks.
Mike has a plumber on retainer.
You guys know the Coke caps, whenever you do, like, they do those promotions and they, like, they'll have stuff in the cap.
Yeah.
What, like a teddy bear or something?
No. What are you talking about?
Put yourself
stuff
in the mouth.
Cap.
No, Coke. The bottle caps on a can or on a bottle of Coke.
Like, you win a free 20-ounce Coke. I remember when they used to have, like, you win a free one. And you
Oh,
like,
man.
I loved that.
Now it's just the stupid codes.
Yeah, I know. It's the code to go to iTunes and download music or go to whatever and get this thing
ridiculous.
For free. Yeah, it's all ridiculous. But do you remember, now it's kind of off subject a little bit, but do you remember back whenever those little 20-ounce bottles of Coke were only 75 cents?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Those days are so gone. That's what makes me feel old.
It's just the 2-liter bottles that 75 cents.
No, what? No, they're like $1.69 for a 20-ounce and $2.20.
For a 2-liter? 2 liters like 99 cents.
Where at?
Everywhere.
At
they're cheaper than the 20-ounce because they're less convenient.
The Sprite downstairs I got for a dollar.
Where at?
Walmart.
Really?
Same place I got the Captain Morgan.
If I go to the Publix or to the racetrack over here, they're $1.99 and Publix is $2.10. Or I'm sorry, racetrack
That's
is
why you get a big gulp.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, because those are 69 cents every time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to this story. In Canada, Vitamin Water, which is a Coke product, has been printing one random English word and one random French word on the bottom of their bottle caps, hoping that they would lead to funny combos, right?
Oh, that's not going to end well.
Was the French one slow? Or was it the American one slow? Go ahead.
Sort of like Mad Libs, I guess, where you could think of it that way. But a woman in Canada just got a cap that said, quote, "you retard."
Nice.
With retard being the French word for late.
Well, she was living in French Canada, so she probably is.
Coke has apologized, obviously, and said that they didn't think to check for possible offensive words. But yes. Retard. Can you imagine opening it up? It says you retard. You're like, oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. I really do.
See, but that's what I was thinking, because retard is actually slow in French. That's what I was thinking. If they had the
late.
English and
Yeah.
Like, you're slow, I think is probably what she thought.
right. Actually, that should my bottle cap should say that, because apparently I've been paying too damn much for my Coke.
See, who gets so offended by that to take it to the news? Like, I would turn it off and be like, funny. And throw it away. Like,
was she suing or was she?
She just filed a complaint. She's
look at
sued.
Me and look at how upset I am.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm going to post all over Facebook.
And everybody was like, oh, no. Wait, she's Canadian. Who cares?
All right. How about this? Holidays are right around the corner. Everybody geared up for the holiday season, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Walmart.
Actually,
somebody
said today was the first day of fall. Is that correct?
The 22nd, I think that's right. Yeah, today is technically summer is over. Yep. Today is the first day.
Is it the 20? Is it always the 22nd, or is it like a... the third moon of the thing. With
it's
the thing.
Something of that nature, but from what I understand, it always falls on the solstice always falls on the 20th or the 21st. Mm. So, yes, I think this year it fell on the 21st, and today would technically be the first day of fall.
Gotcha.
It doesn't feel that way in Florida, though.
No.
It's still like a high of 92, damn it.
Yeah.
Hot as hell around here. But anyway, the holiday season is upon us, basically. We got Halloween coming up, then Thanksgiving, of course, and then Christmas. And speaking of Christmas...
Thank you for reviewing the calendar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. well, you're here.
Say that again. I didn't have a pen.
I want to make sure that you understood. You got to assume the ignorance of the listener. We could have some Canadians listening.
And there goes our Ustream.
down to zero viewers. Yeah.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
No,
okay. Let's see here. Metallica is going to sell their very own cheesy Christmas sweaters.
Awesome.
Are you excited about that?
Like with just an axe or something?
No.
Does it light up?
No, it's just a Christmas sweater, and it's like horribly bad. Like the ones that you would get from your grandmother.
That's sad but true.
Yeah, you know the red and green stripes.
That was a Metallica reference you guys didn't get. That's okay.
Nope, it's fine.
Sad but true. No, that made it better. I got it that time.
Yeah.
They posted a photo of them to Facebook with a message quote. Coming soon, the sweater that should not be. It's getting colder. Holiday parties are about 3 months away, and we want to be ready for it.
So does that mean we're going to see the angry Texan walking around with a bunch of sweaters?
You show up to your like family's like get together in a kill 'em all sweater with like knives and blood all over it. Like, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Would you guys buy a Metallica sweater?
I would.
Would?
Yeah, Metallica's awesome.
I would buy it if it looked like the Freddy Krueger sweater. I think that'd be awesome.
And if you go on Facebook and go to their page, it does look exactly like a Freddy Krueger sweater.
Really?
It's like red and green with like a wacky white or gold like zigzag across all the stripes.
That
oh man,
is amazing.
It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. When I first read the story, I thought, "Oh, it's going to be like a holiday sweater, but it's going to have like, I don't know, the Metallica logo across it or something," mm-hmm. which I thought would be way cool. But no, they're just going full on cheese.
It's just nice. A regular old sweater.
Yeah, it's just
so
a regular old...
So it's like a bake
old...
sale. They're having a bake sale.
Yeah,
with the sweaters.
Basically, yes.
They've hit that point in their career.
They are going to sell these things just for the sake of selling them, I guess.
Right. See, I'm going to get my girl one of those, except I'm going to get her the Metallica You Ain't My Bitch one. And then give it to her and be like, get the hip.
Like, be
this
careful
is it.
Now.
Yeah.
Be
I'm
careful.
Sorry.
She could get offended on that.
Yeah.
When are we going to meet this bitch?
Wow. Yeah. Holy crap. Yeah. I met her last night, actually. She's a very, very lovely child.
Child? 14. Are you dating one of your students?
Like
14.
No. But her name's Lindsay. She was quiet. She was kind of shy, but she talked a little bit. I mean, she was kind of involved in the conversation from time to time. And we played some pool, and I kicked their asses, and it was over.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Good story.
We won't talk about that.
Great story.
Moving on.
No punchline intended. Let's see. Okay, so speaking of Halloween... there is a no-budget horror movie coming out on October 11th called Escape from Tomorrow, and it's all about a Disney trip that goes horribly wrong. It was shot without Disney's permission at both of their theme parks and includes Disney characters doing unsavory things.
That's already been made 500 times. Just go on YouTube. Every Disney trip is horrible. Oh, God, I got to pay another $20 for this corn dog.
There's an undercover clip of Zach jerking off in the teacups that they don't want you to see.
Oh, God. Damn.
It was the Aladdin ride.
No, but it's if you go and look at the preview, it's called Escape from Tomorrow. You can search for it on YouTube. The preview, it actually looks really, really cool. Like, they did some really cool special effects.
Yeah, they did. And they actually filmed it, like, legit filmed scenes.
Yes.
Like, and they said that they almost got caught like two or three times, but they got away with it.
That's what my question is it's a horror movie, right? So you got to imagine there's going to be blood and stuff like that. And they did it inside the Disney theme park at Tomorrowland, at both of them. And somehow they didn't get caught. That doesn't make sense. Like, you could just see like a Disney employee just kind of hanging out selling Cokes or doing cotton candy, whatever it may be. And some person runs by covered in blood, screaming their lungs, you know, and somebody chasing him with a video camera, and they're like, have a magical day.
Pluto snapped! Yeah. Pluto snapped! Everybody run!
They don't do anything? They don't stop this from happening? How do they not stop this? I don't know. It's weird to me, but it actually looks really cool. Disney says that they're not going to try to stop it. They say that they are not going to crush it because they don't want to give it any more attention than it's already getting. So they have deciding to allow it to go. Do you have audio for us?
Nope.
Oh, it sounded like you did.
Buffering.
Oh, there we go.
Here it goes. All right, so it's the castle and characters.
They want to feel safe. Bad things happen everywhere. Especially here.
Unlike anything you've seen before.
I just paid $6 for a pretzel. Ah!
Look, the Epcot ball like starts rolling.
I've seen that happen before.
You've got quite an imagination. Just like old W himself.
I love that they have the obligatory Jesus in the sky thing.
Yeah, the Sky Rider.
Yeah. Escape from Tomorrow.
You know what?
It looks cool, doesn't it?
You know what
it?
This looks like? It what? Looks a lot like one of the spoof videos Disney puts out all the time.
Really?
I'd be willing to bet that was made by Disney.
No, you think, it wasn't.
You think that this is a total like publicity
absolutely.
Stunt?
That's 100% that's what I think it is.
No.
They do stuff like that all the time.
Really?
They had fake videos up when Fantasyland was going to open. Uh-huh. They had people, it was like a family staying in the Contemporary.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh my God, look outside, there's something flying above Fantasyland outside. And there was a dragon flying above Fantasyland. It was. They make
really?
The, yeah, they make these spoof.
Oh, that seems like
videos.
great publicity.
I know.
I can't wait to go there and
see
the dragon.
I don't know, man.
There was actually,
it.
They did have a flying dragon above Fantasyland before the opening.
Wow. I guess that is a possibility, but I don't know. According to this story, it is a group of independent filmmakers, and they did it completely without Disney's permission.
Great.
So check it out. Go to YouTube. We can post the link on our Facebook page.
Sure.
All right, moving on. There's a new haunted house in Pennsylvania. This thing is awesome. You guys are going to love it. It's a naked haunted house.
Nice.
Yeah. Are they Amish? Because I don't want to see an Amish person naked.
No, here's the catch. You have to walk through it naked.
Wait, what?
Yep. They're daring
so
people.
The performers are the ones being scared.
Exactly. They're daring people to walk through their haunted house totally in the nude. So they'll still have the usual array of people jumping out to scare you, of course, only you'll be facing them without any clothes on. Could you?
I feel like it's just like walking through a room full of females and them just having judgmental looks.
Oh, that would be that would be an ultimate fear right there. But would you guys do this? Come on.
No.
You wouldn't do it?
Why am I going to run through naked?
You don't have to run through. You can walk.
I could
walk.
Get, like, snagged on something.
No, you're not that big, buddy.
Wow.
Don't flatter yourself.
Wow.
No, I think here's the deal. I don't know if I could. I don't know for a fact that I could do it. But at the same time, it seems like it would be really totally scary, man.
I would be terrified to look through the holes in the wall, though.
And you don't want to
walk
through.
What's in there? Oh, my eye!
And usually those rooms are all pitch black and you're using your hands to feel your way around.
And then all of a sudden something sprays on your chest and you're like, oh,
Devin, what are you doing?
My bad.
Man, these brains sure feel weird. That feels real. No good?
No. I don't know.
Is this a broken
bone? I would
bone?
Hate to be the guy that's the mummy. Toilet paper.
Let's see. All right, time for the good news. The good news is a guy in Illinois. I've been trying to do this every podcast, bring in the good news after we go and do some ridiculous stuff. But a guy in Illinois was digging through his glove box last month, and he found an old lottery ticket. So he went to a gas station, scanned it in the lottery machine, and realized that he had just won $1 million.
Wow.
All right, go guy in Illinois.
I have a few lottery tickets that are just sitting there that I never checked. I wonder.
Yeah, you should probably do that. Don't you only have like 30 days or something to claim your prize?
I have no idea.
No, you got a little while. And I think it depends. Powerball, you have 60 days to
is
claim
it
60? Your prize. But if it's like Florida Lottery or something, you have a year.
Oh, wow.
Has this ever happened to you guys where you like, because I know, Devin, like last night you picked up a scratch-off. Have you ever picked up a scratch-off and went, oh, I forgot to turn this in. It's worth $50
I had actually a cool little thing happen. I wanted to take my girlfriend when I was 17 out to a dinner date, and I had no money. I had like $2. And I just bought a $2 scratch-off. I was like, maybe. And it was a bingo one.
Yeah.
And I didn't win anything. And I was like, what the hell? I didn't win anything. But the like squares were different colors. And I set it up on my dresser. And I don't know why I even kept it, not having not won anything. I called my girlfriend. And I was like, oh, yeah, I can't take you out tonight. And I'm looking at it from across the room. And I'm like, how come the red boxes like make up like a weird like shape? It was like a question mark or something. And I was like, what is up with that? So I look on the back. And it says, if you get the question mark shape, you win $100. And I was like, oh, I'm taking you out to dinner.
I'm going out.
I won $100.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, that's never happened to me. I buy lottery tickets. It's like me just buying a piece of paper to throw away. I swear to God.
I never win
anything on those.
Have I told the story about my cruise ship at casino experience?
I'm not sure.
I was on a cruise ship and I was showing my friend's mom how to play a roulette game, an automated roulette game.
Okay.
You're showing his friend's mom how to play roulette, huh?
Yeah.
And
with the old one-eyed pistol.
And I was going through the help menu and then I jump back out and I'm like, and this is how you would make a $25 bet. And it lets me make the bet. I'm like, wait, what? Why am I able to make? And I look at the bank and there's like $300 in the machine. I'm like, cash out.
Really? So you just walked up to a machine and took $300?
Sure did.
Holy moly. That's awesome. Why doesn't anything like that ever happen to me? Never.
And then your friend's mom was like, and that's my fee for this evening.
We split it. We did split it.
Yeah, you split it.
Oh, my God.
Split it right down the middle, didn't
you?
Did you?
You did.
Yeah.
Did you, big boy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I bet you gave her a little tip there, didn't you?
Oh, wow.
I bet the cruise ship was rocking a little extra hard that night. A little side-to-side action.
Oh, man.
Jesus. Yeah, a little Costa Concordia, tipping it on
the
And Zach ran aground.
Ran aground.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna take another quick break. When we come back, I'm gonna tell you what happens whenever you have an erection that lasts longer than 4 hours. We'll be back with that and more here on Kings of the Podcastle.
Penis.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back from our break. It is time now for the Kings to reveal their best Coca-Cola bottle cap lines. These are lines that you might open up your Coca-Cola bottle cap next week, the next time you buy one, and you might see something like this. Let's start with King Zach.
Well, I thought it'd be funny if the Coke caps were like those machines that you walk up to and you put a dollar in and it tells you your weight. Like it prints out the little slip, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be funny if they did that because it'd be really easy. They'd just have to print all the caps that said, you're a fat ass.
Okay. All right. I like that. Devin?
You'd uncap it and look it underneath, and it would say, mix me with Crown and she'll be pretty.
You'll uncap my bottle cap, and it'll say, I saw you this morning in the shower. That's a big boy.
Oh, what? That's all it'll say.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the King's bottle caps. Thank you very much.
That was ridiculous.
It was making no sense.
Annie's 12 years old and tomorrow she'll be a whore. Nobody ever told her it's the wrong way. Don't be afraid with the quickness you get laid. For your family get paid, it's the wrong way.
We are the Kings of the Podcast, so welcome to episode 33. If you're listening to us live on Ustream.tv, thank you so much. Go there. Go to Ustream.tv and search for Kings of the Podcastle. If you're listening to this, download it on your iTunes or Stitcher. Know that next week, if you're not doing anything, you can listen to us live. We're doing this now. It's a brand new thing, and we're really enjoying it. I hope everybody else is enjoying it. Zach, what's it looking like on the live feed over there? Dead?
I just said back soon, and 43 minutes ago, I said back in a few. And 10 minutes before that, I said, feel free to chime in, y'all. We'll bring it up.
Wow.
And before that, I said, hey, guys, thanks for joining us.
Oh, all right. Well,
so pretty
beautiful.
Much all we got was the people at the start of the episode, and now
they're still there, hopefully.
They're still
we don't
here,
even know.
But they're not joining in for some reason.
It's new. It's catching on, you know. It's the hot new craze. It's all the brand new. It's what it's all about these days. all right, it's time to move into our ridiculous news. We'll start off with some stupid criminals. Three guys on Monday night, two 19-year-olds and 20-year-old in Staten Island, New York. Staten Island over there, yeah. They posed as cops with fake badges to jump in line at the mall because they were eager to buy the new Grand Theft Auto 5.
Brilliant!
Hey.
Oh, we should do that.
Yeah, so they threw on the fake badges, they jumped in line, their plan totally worked until they peeled out of the parking lot in their car, which was, of course, illegally rigged with sirens and lights. And a real
really?
Cop,
yeah, that's amazing.
A real cop pulled them over. They're now facing charges of impersonating a police officer.
They should get off just for the good effort. I mean, that took a lot. That took a
just
lot.
Just for the an A for the effort.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I guess that's what we did for OJ. So no problem.
But they got the game.
They did get the game. By God, stop that.
I've only done that once. I've waited up until midnight for a game release once.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
I've done that a few times.
Yeah.
You have?
But the one I did it for was Rock Band 2.
Really? Rock Band 2?
I sure did.
Wow.
And
that's not even that popular.
Or was
of
it Guitar
game.
Hero? It was either Guitar Hero or one of the rock bands. It might have been one of the Guitar Heroes. But I showed up at the store and they were expecting a huge crowd. They had like the stanchions out and everything. And
sure.
This was a big release. And there was maybe 25, 30 people there. So not the crowd they were expecting, but they were still like super frantic about everything. It was in a little mall in Ohio and they didn't know how to handle anything. But they were sitting there and they set everything up and they had you pay in advance so that when they finally released it, they could just get it out and get as many people through as quick as possible. So I paid ahead of time for the basic edition. You get the basic or the deluxe edition. And I'm like, I just want the basic. Just give me the game. And midnight rolls around and there's like 25 people. It would have taken them 15 minutes to do all of it the right way.
Yeah.
But instead, they're frantic. They're like, I got to get through as many quick people as quickly as possible. Oh, my God. So I walked up the counter like, which one did you have? Which one did you have? And I'm like, the deluxe edition?
Ah.
And we just handed it right over. It was
really?
Awesome. Yes.
Very nice. Very well done.
And then some guy later on was like, the deluxe edition? And they're like, well, we don't have any more.
And that person was Devin Siebel.
Yeah.
So what was your, you had a story?
Three
you did?
Call of Duty releases I've been in line for. GTA 4. I was
really?
In line for.
Wow.
And Skyrim.
I've never done it for a video game. The only thing that I've ever stood in line for a significant amount of time was the release of the first Star Wars remake, the episode one.
Yeah.
The one with Jar Jar Binks, the one that ended up sucking out loud. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we stood in line.
You and that other guy were there for a long time.
It was me and a group of friends. Thank you. There was a ton of people at the theater that we were at, and there were people doing, you know, video cameras, and they were acting out segments of it. It was a full-on Star Wars Geek Fest.
I did that for Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the last one. And the cool thing was is that, and everybody thought this was going to be kind of stupid, but they had a midnight release. It was so packed.
Yeah.
And halfway through the movie, because it's a long movie, it's like 3 hours, they stopped the movie. And we were like,
what?
What? Yeah. And they're like, it's time for intermission. And we were like, what?
Yeah, no.
And
there's
luckily,
no-
though, they saved themselves because the movie theater came out. This is in Melbourne, it's Cinema World. The movie theater like staff came out, and they started handing out free T-shirts, soundtracks, like Lord of the Rings posters. They did drawings for like autographed stuff by like the cast members.
Wow.
Like, it was a serious awesome deal. Like,
that's
they had a
pretty
huge
awesome
promo package for me.
Yeah, they didn't do anything
so
like
we
that.
We were all excited about that.
We sat through 2 hours of crap, basically, for episode one, and for some reason still applauded at the end like the actors could hear us. And went on about our merry ways. But did you guys ever see, you guys know who Triumph the Insult Comic Dog
is,
right?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the sketch where he went to one of the Star Wars movie releases and he's out there messing with the Star Wars people? OMG.
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. He goes up to a guy that's dressed up completely. Yeah, totally look it up if you can. He goes up to this guy that's dressed up like Darth Vader, and he looks at him and he goes, which one of these buttons is the one that calls your mother to come pick you up? he's full of a ton of stuff like that. But yeah, you got to check that out if
you
can.
Who does that?
It's somebody on Conan's show. It was it was a sketch from Conan's show.
There's a comic that's actually pretty popular that does that.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
It's the real show. Return of the Dorks. Thousands of 35-year-old men waiting days, even months, for just a taste of George Lucas's table scraps. Lonely men who have never had sex, not even with a Catholic priest.
All right, you're dressed as a huge nerd. Yes. No, seriously, you're supposed to be...
supposed to be a Jedi.
You're a Jedi Knight, yes. And what are the principles of a Jedi Knight?
To always defend truth and justice throughout the galaxy.
And to eat a lot of peanut M&Ms.
Yeah, you got to check that out on YouTube if you can. It's absolutely hysterical. All right, moving on. Last week, this is great news, everybody. You're going to love this stuff. Last week, a judge in Sweden ruled that a man who was openly pleasuring himself on a beach didn't actually commit a crime because he was staring off into the distance and not directing his activity at a specific person. In other words...
Meanwhile, there's a really pissed off killer whale off the coast.
But in other words, pleasuring yourself in public is now pretty much legal in Sweden.
That's so awesome. It looks like our Espen, our Norwegian buddy, needs to move to Sweden.
There you go.
Go Espen. Across the bridge, buddy. Go over there and touch yourself.
But don't direct your activity at us or else it becomes a crime.
Shoot your cum at a Swedish chest and come back over to Norway.
This was a 65-year-old man, a Swedish man. He was at a beach. What would you do if you're walking down the beach and there goes a 65-year-old just looking off in the distance going to town? No big deal. Just keep going.
I feel like that's what it would be like.
I'd be like,
just
Grandpa, quit it!
If you just walk through a nursing home, I feel like that'd be the normal sight, right? Is that what happens there?
I'd think way differently when I stepped on one of those sticky tar balls and be like, what the fuck? What is this?
Is that a jellyfish? That's weird.
It doesn't sting when I touch it. I don't know what's...
I didn't even know they had a beach at the Villages.
This one's blue.
Some dad is somewhere saying, who did you have sex with 6 months ago on that beach trip? That didn't make any sense.
No, it didn't.
I messed up.
A whole new meaning to sand crabs. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's that was for me. Yeah, that was for me. Yeah. You know, swimming pregnant from the thing. Whatever.
Let's move on.
No wonder the ocean's so salty.
The next the next dimension in bro fitness has arrived. A Ukrainian ad agency is producing boob-shaped weights for an October launch in sporting goods stores, according to Ads of the World. Do you guys know when you go to the gym, they have the...
Kettlebells,
yep. And you use them to swing between your legs and your... Mm-hmm. Shoulder workout.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I know that you don't. I know that you don't. That's why I'm saying this. But here's a picture of them, Devin. I don't know if you've already seen them.
Those are beautiful.
They aren't. Aren't they? I would totally buy these.
It looks like C-3PO's wife's tits. Like.
Basically, so you can't see it, obviously, those of you who are listening.
I just gave him a visual.
So, it's basically a kettlebell. If you've ever been to the gym, it's a large ball usually,
and what
with
exercise,
a handle on it.
What exercise do you do with that?
It's the most ridiculous stuff I've ever seen. And I don't know why they don't just do your shoulder presses, but they take the kettlebell, they hold it. You kind of get in a squatting, like you're kind of squatting down. You hold it with both hands between your knees, and then you swing it above your head and then down below your legs again, and swing it above your head and down below. And it's basically a... supposed to be like a full body workout, you know, you're kind of using your legs and your back and on and on and on. So it's kind of retarded.
Zach's sweating just talking about this.
Yeah, I know, just thinking about it. But now they've made them to where they're shaped like boobs. Now, the other thing they could do is make these testes. I mean, you could totally do that.
Yeah, they look like
and then
testicles
you have
too.
Kettle balls instead of kettlebells.
You would want to substitute boobs for testicles.
No, you got to include the women, Zach. We've got women listeners out there. They want to swing balls between their knees.
I don't think they do. I don't think they do.
Yeah, they totally do. You know that they do.
somebody comes over and is like, "Hey man, can I borrow your kettlebells?" And they go to grab them, and you're like,
"That's great." All right. Speaking of things going on between women's knees, Hayward family didn't call police for more than five hours after a 10-year-old girl was shot because they thought that she had started her period.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
The sleeping girl was wounded in the buttocks when someone sprayed her home with on the 27,000 block of
Devin,
Tampa.
You sprayed
Tampa
their
Avenue.
Home?
Got me.
Tampa Avenue with gunfire at about 2 a.m. This is actually kind of scary. You know, it happened on Thursday. Bullet shattered the rear window of a car parked out front while other rounds went into the home. When the girl woke up in pain, she thought she was having her period because the bleeding was consistent with menstruation.
God damn.
That God this damn. Is what this is what the Hayward Police Sergeant Mark Ormsby is saying, okay? That's what he's quoted as saying. The family contacted its doctor, who confirmed that the bleeding could be consistent with a period, Ormsby said, and there were no clear signs that the girl had been shot when her family took her to the bathroom to clean her. About 7:30 a.m. when the girl woke again, she was still in pain, unaware that the bullet was lodged in her pelvic area. The parents then inspected her bed and saw bullet holes. They did a full body inspection of the girl, found an entry wound, and immediately called 911.
That's totally something that would happen to me, though. Like, my daughter would come in.
Wait, what?
Your parents would get confused that you might be having your period?
That's totally something.
I'm saying if my daughter came in and had gotten shot and was whinging like that, I'm like, shut up, you're on your period, go wipe yourself and go back to bed.
Meanwhile, there's a 60-year-old man somewhere going, "So she still hasn't had it yet," is what you're saying.
Oh, my God. all right, moving on again, yet again. Last weekend, this is where it really gets painful, guys. I'm sorry I have to tell you about this, but it happened. Last weekend, a couple in England was about an hour away from getting married when a stranger stumbled into the church bleeding. He announced to the progression and the wedding goers, that he had just cut off his own testes with some scissors.
And they were the crinkle kind that make the funny shaped paper. Oh, that's the worst part.
No, he didn't bite them off. He cut them off with some scissors. And then he did, though, in order to prove it to them, because nobody really believed him, he went ahead and dropped them on the ground.
Oh, God.
He just That's dropped good. Him right just there in front of everybody.
God, he bless was, America.
And the Catholic priest came out and was like, "Praise Lord Jesus. They have came to me today.
An offering has been made.
The communion will now begin. All gather around the groin of this man.
Today we drink the blood of..."
The blood of Christ shed for you.
Oh, my God.
The skin of Christ shed for you.
He was rushed to our Ustream listeners.
Again, that's twice. Now we've lost both of them. he was rushed to the hospital and will have a mental health evaluation, obviously. The wedding still went on. Forget about it. Just bloody testicles on the ground. No big deal. The wedding still went on, and the bride didn't find out about the guy until after. Oh, so wow.
Oh, she hadn't come
the Red Wedding Part 2?
Yeah. So there you have that. There's if you want to get somebody something for their wedding present, and you're just not sure what to do.
He brought something old. He was waiting for something new.
He's like, this wasn't at Target.
Or is it something borrowed or something blue?
It could have been either one of those, really. It kind of all fits. Why does that sound effect seem to make sense to me?
I don't know.
Okay, this is the last story of the show. It's going to be a short show today, but this is a great one. You're going to love this. A man from Southern Colombia had to have his penis amputated.
Oh my God.
After he allegedly overdosed on the erectile dysfunction medication Viagra.
Brilliant.
The Brilliant. 66. Yeah,
Wait. How many of those do you have to take before your penis?
I don't know. Hopefully it says in here. The 66-year-old man from Gigante?
This is not a real story. This can't be a real story.
His name has not been released. He told a local newspaper that he intentionally overdosed on Viagra.
Pepe from Gigante.
Yeah, it is starting to sound hokey right now. He will not release his name. But he's the one who called a local newspaper and said that he intentionally overdosed on Viagra to impress his new girlfriend.
Interesting.
I don't understand. I mean, does it make it bigger? It doesn't make it bigger.
No, it just leaves it.
It just
forever.
Leaves it like hard forever, right? But yeah, they say
she wanted to do pull-ups off of it.
If you have an erection lasting longer than 4 hours, call every girl that you know. The penis enhancing drug caused the man, who said he was a former member of the Gigante Municipal Court, to experience a constant state of erection for several days. The report said that's whenever he sought medical help. The doctors in Gigante referred the man to a medical facility in Naiva.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Where doctors noted that the man's penis was inflamed, fractured, and showed signs of gangrene.
Ooh,
good God. And opted to amputate to prevent the inflammation and gangrene from spreading to other parts of the body.
Doctor said he had a hard time.
Heyo.
When he said he was a member of the municipal court, he brought new meaning to please rise.
Oh my!
All right, he's like, I've been risen for 4 hours.
Really? That's what we're ending on?
Yeah, we're gonna leave on that one. All right, that does it for episode 33. Zenith ruined the punchline. Thanks a lot, Zenith. Appreciate you. Make sure that you check us out next week. Of course, we'll be on Ustream.tv live. And go to kingsofthepodcastle.com to check out all of the content that we offer. Thank you so much for listening. Devin, where are you going to be?
Everywhere. Orlando Improv, first weekend of October. Tampa Improv this Wednesday. Side Splitters, second weekend of October. All over.
All right. Yeah, I have absolutely nothing coming up.
We'll all be at Stage Door tonight at 7.
Oh, Stage Door tonight at 7. That's right.
It's going to turn into Trap Door when you take the stage.
Heyo.
Heyo.
also, be sure to check out the Wheelhouse Sports Bar and Grill. Wheelhouse Pub.
Wheelhouse Bar.
The Wheelhouse Bar.
Yeah.
Exit 55 off I-4, sponsored by Hog Entertainment. Check them out at audiohogwith2gs.com.
Perfect. There you go. Thanks so much for listening, and we have got to go. It's time to go enjoy some football. Have a great week. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we can have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, it's a fap.
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your badge from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China is singing at the song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch. 20, 20, 20.
she had no words. It was just like, I was just like, what? And she's like, but was, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God.
This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And it's then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed!
Now, listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead. I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I got to say about that.
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No.